basically, we want to bring people's attention to that September is National Preparedness Month and make sure that people understand there's no time like the present to go ahead and start building your disaster kit.
What will people see and do?
We have a number of first responders that will be there. We'll have a smokehouse that the kids can go in and see what it's like trying to get out of a house that's on fire. We'll have response vehicles from a number of nonprofits, the Salvation Army, obviously the Red Cross, and Tri-State CART, which is the county animal response team. And we'll also have some businesses that do restoration work. We'll have a number of activities set up for children. And we also have some donated door prizes from the groups and the agencies and the businesses that will be here. So folks will have the opportunity to get some items that will help them start building their own preparedness kit.
Why is it important for people to prepare for an emergency in advance?
Your best chance to recover quickly from an emergency is to have a plan and to have a kit ahead of time. Basically, everybody should be prepared to handle 3 days on their own without outside help.
And you'll be showing people how to make their own disaster kit. What is that, and what should people include?
Okay, it's one of the things that we really push in September is five to get ready. Over a five-week period, gathering the appropriate food, tools, health and hygiene, and supplies, along with pet and baby supplies, you can put your own kit together. It can fit in a plastic container, and you can put it together for under $100. And you're ready the next time there's a power outage, a tornado, flood, the type of emergencies that we see in our local area.
I love the idea that you remembered the pets.
It's extremely important because, you know, you're not necessarily going to have access. You want to make sure that, you know, you have some food set aside for them as well.
And what about things like keeping medical records and veterinary records available?
It's extremely important. One of the programs we have goes over how you can save a lot of your documents to a zip drive, so it's easy to grab if you have to evacuate your home.
And remember to get cash, because the ATMs don't get electricity during a disaster either.
That's exactly right, and it's one of the items that we have on our list because basically when the electricity's out, we go back to the 19th century very quickly.
If you could give people one bit of advice on how to be prepared, what would that be?
Start with a plan. If you have a plan, what you and your family are going to do, it's going to be natural to go ahead and build a disaster kit from that. Surveys show that only 28% of American households have preparedness kits. And your best ability to come back from a disaster, be it something as small as a fire or something large that impacts the whole community, is being prepared.
You can find out how to get more information about the American Red Cross 2014 Disaster Fair on August 23rd on our website at wnku.org under local news. Mike Glazer, thank you.
Thank you very much, Matt.